What's going on, guys? Coach Malik here. Welcome back to another workout video. Today we are going to go over a quick 30-minute back and bicep workout. This is for you busy people with the busy schedules. This is for you. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Coach Malik Show. My name is Malik Manoon, and I am going to be your virtual coach. I'm going to give you the knowledge, the tips, and the advice to help you perform better in all aspects of your life. What's going on, guys? Coach Malik here. Welcome back to another workout video. Today we are going to go over a quick 30-minute back and bicep workout. This is for you busy people with the busy schedules. This is for you. This workout's going to take 30 minutes or less. So what I'm starting out with, the first exercise here, as you see, are barbell rows. All right, if you're listening to a podcast, this is a barbell row. I'm bent over. The barbell is over my chest as I'm trying to keep my back straight. My back is parallel to the ground. Great workout because it's you got compound movements, you're working a little bit of your core because you're gonna be standing a lot, very little machines, pretty tight, rowing up like my elbows are going through my rib cage. That's the first exercise. Do about four sets. Second exercise, and we do a little. I do a little superset here with biceps and triceps. This is a little personal thing. I actually don't like doing only back and biceps. I like to put in a little triceps there. So here is a barbell bicep curl right after the rows. So I do four set of rows. Then I come to the bicep curl and do three sets of this superset with barbell curls. And then you're going to see in a second barbell tricep overhead extensions. I love this superset. It gives me a great feel with my arms. If I want to go heavy on these, I can. If I want to go light and do extra reps, I can. I'm just a big fan of these, especially this superset. Again, it gets both sides of the arms. So a lot of people will say this hurts your elbows. And for tips on, because this has hurt my elbows before in the past, too much of the barbell curl, my elbow will hurt if I'm using the flat bar. If I use the easy bar, it's a little easier on my wrists. So if you ever have pain in your elbows while you're doing these, try using the easy bar. And I don't mean easy as in it's easy. I know some people hate that word. I mean the bent bar. The Z bar, where it's a little bit, you know, that bar that you see, why is it not fully flat? That's the one I'm talking about, because you're able to have a little bit less, you know, rotation in your wrist, which will give it less tension on the wrist, which will, you know, in turn give you less pain. So if your elbow's hurting, if your wrists are hurting, try using the easy bar on these. Otherwise, both are great. Those are the two exercises that I do right after, again, the barbell rows. And then the second exercise, or the second superset, is what I call a run the rack. So you're about to see that after these tricep extensions. But run the rack, I want to describe it a little bit before we go into it. Right after this, I'm going to go to the dumbbells. And I'm going to grab pretty much the heaviest weight that I can go with curls, right? It could be 40s, 50s, whatever the heaviest weight is. And I'm going to do 10 reps. They're still good reps. They're not like out of control reps. They're still good reps. But once I'm done with that, immediately, no rest, you're going to put that weight down. So 50s, 40s, whatever you're holding, 30s, you're going to put those down and immediately go to 10 pounds lighter, you know, 10% lighter. And you're going to do, instead of 30s, you're going to go down to 20s. Or if you're 40s, go down to 30s. If you're 45s, go down to 35s or something like that. And then you're going to go 10 to 12 more right away. I got this idea from The Rock. He does it. I loved it ever since I started doing it. Again, no rest after that set, after 10, 12. Go back down 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 10, 12, and you keep going down until you're about 10 pounds, right? You're at the 10-pound dumbbells, 5-pound dumbbells, and you're literally, you could barely do 10 to 15 reps of that light of weight. That's how much this burns your arms, your biceps. I love this one. Run the rack. Try it. I did this to end my workout, and then after that, I did some stretching. I did an ab circuit. And I didn't film that. So that's a quick back and by 30-minute workout that you can do real quick. A barbell, a nice compound movement, plus dumbbells, a little isolation work as well. And then at the end, a nice little pump for your arms. Now, if you're not a big curl person, if you don't like biceps, you could also do run the rack method with dips, right? If you go to the dip machine or if you do overhead extensions, just go as heavy as you can, right? Do 10 to 12 reps, no rest. Immediately after, drop down 10 pounds. Do that immediately after, drop down, do it again until you get back, you know, down to the tens or down to a really lightweight on the dip machine. You could run this concept either way, but end with that because it's going to burn whatever you're working in. It's super fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that workout video. Hopefully the voiceover you guys enjoyed. If you have seen value in that or got value from that, hit the like button, subscribe too. And if you're listening to a podcast, all right, if you're listening to a podcast, I'd really appreciate if you left a review. It really helps out the show for people to see it. If you did that, I'd really appreciate it. If you got value, if you didn't, leave a bad review. I don't care. Be honest. Love you all. Appreciate you all. And I will see you next workout video.